Welcome to part one of Cubcast for May 2009. In this segment, we'll be talking about June's theme of A Camping We Will Go.
Indeed we will go a camping, that is. But first,
yes,
I have some important camping tips and lore to share with our loyal listeners.
Really? And from where did you mine this rich data?
From my years as a rugged outdoorsman, of course.
Of course. Your idea of rugged outdoorsman is sleeping on the couch instead of your bed.
Okay, so I got these off the internet.
All right, let's hear it.
While the Swiss Army knife has been popular for years, the Swiss Navy knife has remained largely unheard of. Its single blade functions as a tiny canoe paddle.
There's not an ocean in Switzerland.
It's a tiny paddle.
Oh, I get it.
And belly button lint makes a handy fire starter.
That makes sense.
Be sure to remove the lint from your belly button before you light it.
Ouch, no kidding.
And finally, once you have the belly button lint ready to go, the guitar belonging to that noisy teenager in the next campsite makes excellent kindling.
Of course he's just kidding, folks.
Sort of.
Let's get to the real stuff, shall we?
Let's.
Gotta lose it fun at every turn, yeah.
So, next month's theme is A Camping We Will Go, and here to share insights and ideas on how to implement the theme is Dennis Campa, who's been on Cubcast before, way back in April of 2007. Dennis is Vice President of Program for the Rocky Mountain Council in Pueblo, Colorado, and a member of the National Camping Task Force. Dennis, welcome back to Cubcast. It's hard to believe it's been 2 years.
I know. It sounds like you guys have been doing a great job, though. Keep it up.
Dennis, tell us, what is the A Camping We Will Go theme all about?
Well, actually, it's pretty simple. It's all about camping. We're starting to head into the summer season for scouting, and I'm going to go camping. June is a great month to, if you don't already have a camp out planned, at least get that planned. And if you do have a camp out planned, go ahead and do it.
Well, there's some great tips and program helps about camping, but tell us some engaging activities that are not in program helps that you can suggest. You've been at this for a long time. Any great ideas?
Well, of course, though, one thing I do want to promote is signing up for day camp and resident camp. Those should be well underway, and that's a great way to get your summer going off as well. I want to encourage everybody that even if you're not going on a camping trip, to at least get outside and do something. Take a nature hike. There's plenty of nature hikes that are adaptable for any environment. So wherever you are, go outside and see a little nature. And if nothing else, try to get together with a Boy Scout troop and maybe pick up some basic camping skills that way. Whatever you can do to make it work.
Well, we always like to find ways to tie the month's theme into our core values. This month, the core values are health and fitness and responsibility. So some very obvious ones there, but what are some suggestions you have for how to tie A Camping We Will Go into those core values?
Health and fitness is an important thing to keep in mind. When you're on a camping trip, nothing can ruin it faster than someone getting sick because proper procedures weren't handled. So washing dishes and washing hands and all those sorts of things still have to be done wherever you are. And maybe a little different process, and important that the boys and the adult leaders go through the learning process to get that down the right way. And as far as responsibility goes, we certainly want to encourage the boys to take on some of the responsibility for their own gear on the trip, preparing simple food or meals, and just sort of being a regular member of the team. Having a successful camping trip requires a little more teamwork than sitting around at home sometimes. So that's an important concept we want to bring across this month as well.
And same question, Dennis, for the monthly purposes, which are fun and adventure and preparation for Boy Scouting.
Nothing says fun and adventure like a camping trip. Most of our new scouts join because they want to go camping, and this is finally the payoff for that desire, fulfilling the promise that we made to them when they joined the scouting program. And a Cub Scout camping trip or a Weebelo's Den camping trip fits right into the preparation for Boy Scouting purpose as well.
So how does the theme help with advancement?
Well, the Tiger, Wolf, and Bear badges all have lots of outdoor activities planned, and most of them can be adapted to indoors or outdoors, so let's do them outside. Moving on into the Weebelo's program, there's the Outdoorsman badge, Forester badge, and Naturalist, in addition to a couple of geology. There's plenty to do outside.
Well, Dennis, you've been at this for a long time. Anything else regarding A Camping We Will Go that you think we need to share with our listeners?
There are just a few more things to talk about. The Cub Scout Outdoor Activity Award is out there and requires a visit to day camp or resident camp, so now's the time to get started on that if they haven't. And the Summertime Pack Award is still out there. It can be earned every summer, and there are, of course, 4 different Summertime Pack Awards to be given out, so that makes it a little more interesting for the boys who have done it once before. And summertime's a great time to be a scout, so get out there and do it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dennis. Those are some great ideas.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, it was great to have you here again.
Remember, everyone, your Cub Scout program helps are published as an annual booklet, as an insert in Scouting Magazine, or online at scouting.org on the Cub Scout or Cubcast webpages, where you can select online resources and scroll down to program planning. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you're listening to this podcast, it's obvious that you're wanting to get more out of the scouting experience, both for yourself and for the scouts that you're taking through it. Don't forget, there's an incredible resource for online learning. The Online Learning Center at scouting.org has training in all kinds of different areas that you can grow as a leader. So don't forget to check out the Online Learning Center at scouting.org. Okay, here we go with reminders for May.
This is a busy time of year for outings. If a unit plans a trip within 500 miles of the home base, the unit should obtain a local tour permit. A national tour permit is required for trips in excess of 500 miles from home or outside the continental United States. Most short in-town den trips of a few hours do not require a tour permit. However, it is recommended that Cub Scouts obtain permission slips from parents before going on an in-town outing.
And every registered direct contact leader can complete a tour permit application online. Just log into your My Scouting account and look under the e-learning listing, where you should see a tour permit icon. Click on the icon and step through the online process from there.
And now is the time to finalize plans for earning the Summertime Pack Award. All your activity leaders should have their activities for each of the summer months ready to go.
Plus, you should be recruiting your popcorn colonel about now. The committee chair is the person responsible for appointing someone, but if you know an individual who'd make a good candidate, mention it to your den leader, who can pass the suggestion along to your committee chair.
And that wraps up this version of May's Cubcast.
I want to make a special thanks to our guest, Dennis Campa.
And thanks to you for listening. To hear about the Scout Parents Initiative, download part two of this month's podcast.
And please, send us your feedback and ideas at cubcast@netbsa.org. We want to make you a part of this show.
We'll talk to you next month. I'm Kristen McCollum.
And I'm Robert McCollum. Do your best, everybody.